This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Today, hour number one, Kathy in Ohio, and she's going to share some tips about saving money, gardening tips, what to do with tomatoes, peppers, carrots, leeks, onions, etc. And the costs of doing this, the process of planting, nurturing, etc. Hour number two, Bert Bertones is going to be with us. I've got a question to ask him about a little bit about history. He is a history buff, and he's quite extraordinary in that realm. And we're going to be talking about radio frequency. We're going to talk about UFOs and cell phones and radio frequencies and their dangers. Kathy's with us. I don't think we'd have time for phone calls today. Kathy, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I'm really, really well. Kathy, you know, I asked Mrs. Fennelli to send an email to a water filtration company. I know that you're interested in one. And I got to tell you, we cannot get a complete answer, so I'll give you some more information about that, you know, when we get off the air. But here's the thing, class. The water filtration companies are dependent on outside the United States companies for some of their components in the final products that they sell. And they're having a great deal of difficulty getting those pieces. So let's say it takes 100 pieces to make a product, not particularly a water filtration product, but let's say a product typically takes 100 pieces to make, and you can get 90 of them. You can't sell the finished product if you only have 90% of the ingredients that it takes to make a finished product. So that's where the problem is. Kathy, what do you have on the blackboard for us today? Where do you want to start?
I was going to talk about the produce that's coming in right now and what you can do with it. Tomatoes, peppers, leeks, onions, herbs. And I also wanted to mention a few things that you can do in the fall as far as to get maybe transplant things and when to do it and how to do it and to get it ready for next year so you don't end up losing it, especially if obviously it has to be a perennial. And I had some other observations about shopping and what I'm finding and not finding and the prices on something. So that's kind of where I had what I had on the agenda.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay. We're all ears. Where would you like to begin on those topics?
Well, the first thing is I think everybody's getting their tomatoes in right now, and they seem to be real plentiful. So I did have some ideas on that. When you pick your tomatoes, a lot of people put them in buckets or bushels. And it's actually better if you don't do it that way. If you have a flat tray, sometimes you can find the cardboard boxes at, like, your grocery stores that they sell their strawberries and tomatoes and things like that in the flatter ones. They only come up about maybe 4 inches. And so you can do that. And that way you don't crush them and brew them because they will tend to mold easier. So I just try to do one layer, maybe two if I can if they're not real big, heavy ones. And I would say, too, go out if you can every day and check them. I had an instance where I had one huge tomato plant on one side of my barn, and I had didn't get over there for a few days, and I had 30 hornworms on it, and it cleaned them off. It even ate some of the tomatoes. So I'll be lucky if I get maybe a dozen or two tomatoes off of the plant. So it was my fault. I didn't go check it regularly. So I found a few on the other ones, but that one, for some reason, they just cleaned it off. So I don't know if anybody else has had that problem this year, but.
Okay. I've got a quick comment about those boxes. It's amazing how you and your family do the same things that we and our family do. So we have those same boxes, and they're strawberry boxes, and sometimes they're used for blueberries as well. And you can get them at Sam's Club, probably at Costco. We don't have a Costco membership, but I'm sure that they do something similar. And these boxes are about 3 or 4 inches high, and they're long and wide, and we get them, and they're usually very, very clean, so they're not all beat up. They don't have, you know, smashed food in them, so they're usually very clean, and they're delighted to get rid of them. So we have a bunch of them, and we use them here at the farm for all kinds of things. And what you're saying is when you pick your tomatoes, instead of packing them one on top of another, meaning the tomato on top of tomato, and the pressure of the or the weight of the tomatoes crushes the one under below, just one layer high. Well, also those boxes are great for storing on shelves. Let's say if you have a basement, you know it doesn't have a lot of moisture in there, you can store all kinds of things, plumbing parts, and they stack, and they have these little tabs on them, and that prevents the, if you stack them one on top of the next, let's say you have 4 or 5 high, you can write on the edge what's in each one of these boxes, and they won't fall over because they have these vertical tabs that prevent them from falling over. They interlock. So they're really fabulous boxes. And if you see them, I would say you ought to get them. So that's exactly what we do. So we use the boxes for all kinds of things. Storing plumbing, electrical, wire, everything you can think of here at the farm. That's what we do. So I want to thank you for that. Well said, Kathy.
Yeah, Vince, I use them too. I use them for even storing like smaller things or things, food items on my metal shelf downstairs, and I do mark them. Anything that they can fit in there nicely, they're really sturdy, and I use them in the car sometimes. If I'm going somewhere and I have to carry 4 or 5 dishes, they're sturdy. They're not going to bend. They're just handy to have, and so I try to pick up a couple when I go and just have them to stack.
Even light bulbs. Yep. We even store light bulbs in them. Yes, they are in the trunks of our car. They're in the station wagon. Absolutely, that's what we do. It keeps whatever's in the trunk from sliding around and getting broken or spilled. It's a great way to go, and at the cost, absolutely free. Okay, very good.
Vince, the other thing with the tomatoes is, I know I've mentioned this before, but if people haven't heard me, like, try to use your tomatoes if you can right now. Maybe make big batches of chili or spaghetti or minestrone or goulash and just make up some batches, and then you can freeze them. And my cherry tomatoes are just coming abundantly, and I just keep dehydrating them. I cut them in half, sprinkle them with olive oil and sea salt, and I lay them, like, I guess, open side up on the dehydrator trays, and I turn them on, and I have been dehydrating every other day for probably a month. So I will have sun-dried tomatoes probably well into the next year at this time. This year was a bumper crop for those for me.
Okay, can you go through that process a little slower? So you take the tomatoes, obviously you wash them, you cut them in half, and then you put them on the tray, and you just drizzle olive oil on it. You don't dip them in olive oil?
Oh, sorry, Vince. I should have been more clear. I put them in a bowl, and I drizzle the olive oil in the bowl, and I stir them, and then I sprinkle sea salt on them. Maybe, like, let's say if you have 3 or 4 cups, probably about 1/4 to 1/3 of a teaspoon, just for flavor. and then I let all the juice drain off. Like, I'll drain them off or put them in a colander then so that it's not real running on your dehydrator. But the olive oil kind of softens them and gives them some flavor, and then I set them on the dehydrator tray. So you're going to get probably, if you have, let's say, 3 or 4 cups of the cherry tomatoes, you'll probably get about a third of a cup of or a quarter cup of the juice from them, but you don't want to put that on your dehydrator tray. So then I lay them on, I put them on the dehydrator tray. At, let's say if I put them on at 8 in the morning, I would check them maybe by 7 or 8 at night. They might be done, and if they're not, then I just keep monitoring every couple hours until they're done.
And what temperature do you set your dehydrator to?
I want to say for the vegetables, I want to say it's probably around 120, 125.
Okay. Very good.
And right. Then I put them in little stacking containers. They're all uniform. I have a half pint, a pint, maybe a quarter pint. I have like all different sizes, and then I label them. I put mine in the freezer only because if you have any moisture, they can mold. Most of the time they won't, but I have had a couple where there's just maybe one or two that had some moisture in it. So I put them in the freezer and I stack. I probably have 50 to 100 of those stackable containers because they stack so nice in your freezer and you can label them and you're not wasting space then.
Okay, and let's just jump to those containers very quickly. Class, we buy the ones from Sam's Club, and I believe they're made by Rubbermaid. So these are kind of like the material that milk jugs are made out of, but much thicker. Not really, really thick. Not as good as Tupperware. They're not as good as Tupperware. They're a step down from Tupperware. But I believe they're made by Rubbermaid. And you can get about 50 of them. I'll look it up exactly during the break. But I believe you can get about 50 of them for around $20. And if you have the Plus membership at Sam's Club, you can have them shipped. We don't get anything for, you know, there's no financial compensation for Sam's Club. And I really don't even like Sam's Club. But when they have something that is of value to us, and it's a win for us, then I will shop at Sam's Club. So you might want to get these, and we probably have 4 boxes of 50 of them, and you can put them in the freezer, so it's great for if you have spaghetti sauce, if you have whatever it is you're going to put in the freezer. They stack up, and they are the right size. So we use them all the time, every day, and I think it's a great way to go. And if you don't drop them when they're cold, they'll last a long time. But if you drop them, they're going to crack. So be careful with them. And you can literally put spaghetti sauce in them with meat, without meat, any way you want to do it. And it really works well. The other thing we do is we use freezer bags. And sometimes we will put cool spaghetti sauce in a freezer bag if we ran out of these, you know, Rubbermaid containers. And we'll store them with the Ziploc up and don't overfill them. And they work fine as well. But I prefer the Rubbermaid containers. Kathy, your comments?
Yeah, Vince, I do too. I don't think mine are Rubbermaid. I do have some of those. Mine are with the canning supplies that I have. I have both. I've just accumulated them over the years, but I put applesauce and I even put like flour in them in the freezer, some of the wheat flours, and then I just label them. And the other thing is I put a heavy mat, like one of them rubber mats that you stand on. I put that at the bottom of my freezer because I have dropped them and cracked them. And this way if it hits the rubber mat, I don't break them.
Okay, I just found it. Sam's Club, bestseller, Rubbermaid 50-piece, easy find lids, food storage set, $19.98 for 50 pieces. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, very quickly, so I looked up, I went to samsclub.com, and it's the Rubbermaid 50-piece easy find lid, lids, food, storage set. That's what it's called. Rubbermaid 50-piece easy find lids, food, storage set, $19.98. Now, they also have different arrangements or different combinations. There's a 64-piece set, a 100-piece set. They're not the same. It's not the same set with a different number of items in the box. They are different quality. The 64 piece is thin and flimsy. It will not last as long as the 50 piece set. So I just wanted to let you know, be careful, look at the pictures, look at the thickness, and the ones that we think are pretty good, they're not as good as the Tupperware. They are not, but they are probably the best you can get in today's world. So I just wanted to share that. That's a great starting point for us, Kathy, right after the broadcast. We're going to be doing some hay, but I'm going to see if we can get the family to pick the rest of our tomatoes and cut them, wash them, cut them in half, and drain them and put them in the dehydrator for the rest of what we have. Please continue.
Vince, you can, if you're picking and you don't really have enough to do a batch, you can pick them and put them in the freezer. Of like regular tomatoes if you're going to can them later. And then some of the people take, and when you thaw them, I thaw them in like a big Rubbermaid bowl or Tupperware bowl, but you'll have a watery portion, and then the skin should come right off when you thaw them. So let's say you only pick and you only have enough for 2 or 3 pints. You can freeze them, and then when you're ready to can, you can do them all at one time. So that way you're not wasting tomatoes, because it's really not worth it to do 2 or 3 pints.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you use the dried tomatoes, Kathy, how do you use them?
When I do mine and I dehydrate them, if you are making like a stir fry or you're making a pasta, and let's say you got pesto, or even in your regular spaghetti sauce, you can throw a handful or two in. I eat them in the winter. I put them on my salad, or you could put them like on a bruschetta or something like that. But I'll use them and just like do pasta and throw a few sun-dried tomatoes. You can put them in a pasta salad, and the flavor is a lot more intense. If you bite into a dehydrated cherry tomato, it's a lot more intense than just eating a cherry tomato. It's just somehow it concentrates the flavor. So it really brings your dishes alive and has a lot more taste.
Outstanding. So, class, what you're hearing is a couple things. One is in the winter when tomatoes are not available, you know, fresh in most locations locally, you'll have some tomatoes. And the other thing is you can use them to extend. So if you're making your spaghetti sauce, you can put some of these in and extend what you have. And that's where we're headed. We're headed toward extending what we have, because I can see it getting worse. Kathy, please continue.
One last thing on the tomatoes, and then I'll move on. But if you want to cook down tomatoes and you need the room, or you want to just let them cook all day, you can use a great big, like a Nesco makes a roasting pan. So you can just skin them and put them in there and let them cook all day. And that way that frees up your stove for the canning process. So I haven't done that as often as I should, but it's a good idea. Just save room on your stove and on your counter. You can move that roaster somewhere where you're not working all day.
Kathy, I don't think you know this, but I wanted to share this with you. Nesco likes USA Preparers so much, and we're talking Nesco, N-E-S-C-O. They sent their top sales team from corporate headquarters to our expo to teach us about food dehydration. And I asked them to bring a lot of inventory with them, and they sold out. Everything they had, they sold out at our expo. So I really like Nesco, a fine company.
Yeah, I do too, Vince. I have several of their products. I like them.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. A couple things I wanted to mention. If you want to store some of your vegetables, I know, like with beets, don't wash off the dirt. Just brush it off and like put them in a green bag or a storage bag. They'll last a lot longer. You cut the tops off and save the beet greens for later.
Very good, very good. And those plastic bags that you used to be able to get off the roll at the fresh produce area, you can buy those bags in a roll on the internet. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More calls from Washington leaders for Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell to step down after a year-long investigation reveals his ties to a suspected spy from the Chinese Communist Party. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik on Fox.
What is truly disturbing and very sad irony, Eric Swalwell was the perpetrator of these baseless accusations and the phony Russia hoax. He owes his colleagues answers, he owes his constituents answers, and he should step down from the House Intelligence Committee.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended her decision to appoint Swalwell and will keep him on the Intelligence Committee. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's case argues that the swing states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia unconstitutionally violated state election laws and therefore should not certify their election results to the U.S. House. One-third of all U.S. states and over 100 congressional leaders signed on to the challenge heading to the U.S. Supreme Court. USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The very idea of a suspected Chinese communist spy infiltrating the inner circle of Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell of California should worry every American. USA Radio News' Dan Araki explains.
Some Republicans are calling for California Representative Eric Swalwell to step down from the House Intelligence Committee, calling him compromised after his relationship with an alleged Chinese spy was revealed. Swalwell's office says he broke off contact with the Chinese national, Christine Fang, after being warned by the FBI in 2015 that Fang may be a spy. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy believes the issue goes much deeper than just Representative Swalwell. The California Republican tells Fox News that Northern California has been a target for Chinese spy activity for a while now.
This goes much deeper than just Swalwell. When you think about it, if the Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff knew this and kept him on the committee, that raises a very big question. It also raises a question when the Democrats backed out of the bipartisan China task force. Now it raises questions, why would they do that? What's most interesting is the Chinese has really focused on Northern California, Silicon Valley. Dianne Feinstein, for 2 decades, her body person, the person driving, hearing all of her phone calls, a communist spy.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Swalwell led the baseless charge against President Trump, saying the commander-in-chief was a Russian asset. Thursday night football saw the Los Angeles Rams beat the New England Patriots. Final score was 24-3. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Last day. God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us. She's a USA Prepares domestic engineering instructor, and she's teaching us how to save money. And boy, time's going very quickly, Kathy. Please continue.
Vince, on the beat. A couple quick things. The beet greens are awesome as far as nutrition. They're probably one of the highest ratings of nutrition in them. I use them and I make a green smoothie every day, but I can't use all the greens. So I'm going to just take and freeze them in small bags and then pull them out when I want to make them through the winter. Or you can saute them. You can put them in dishes and things if you want. But beet greens are wonderful. But if you harvest your beets, from what I'm reading, a lot of the places say don't rinse everything off right away. Just brush it off. They'll last longer. There's something in the soil that keeps them fresher. So I just kind of take a little soft scrub brush, and when I harvest them, I try not to let them go any bigger than like maybe a tennis ball. They seem to, the taste is a little sweeter. If they get bigger, they're a little bit more bland, I guess. So that's a couple tips on the beets. And those would last in the ground quite a long time because it's a root vegetable. So if you can let them go for a while to get bigger, then you'd have them a little longer. My celery is doing wonderful. So that's another one that can stand cold. Now, last year I took a bunch of chopped up leaves and I put them all around the celery, and I had celery probably till early December, and I'm in Ohio. So, and you can use like the leaves of it too. The leaves have a lot of flavor. So I will take the leaves when I cut up my celery and I'll dehydrate them, or I'll put them in little Ziploc bags in the freezer, and I use them when I make stock, chicken soup or vegetable soup or anything I need the celery taste for. So those are tips that you can use to extend your vegetables at like a little bit colder weather. When I harvest my leeks, one of the theories, books that I have is called The Self-Sufficient Gardener. And he says to leave the leeks in the ground as long as possible. And there again, I leave them until early December. And I bring them in, I have a 5-gallon bucket. And I dig out, and I leave a little bit of dirt on them, like just enough at the roots so the roots aren't bare. And I put them in the 5-gallon bucket and put them in the garage, and I'll have leeks till February. They really last a long time. I'll put a tiny bit of water in them every now and then, not a lot. I don't want them to get moldy, but maybe just drizzle a little water maybe after a few weeks. But the leeks are wonderful, and they last a long time. But if the trick is to harvest them late and leave some dirt around the roots.
Kathy, The Self-Sufficient Gardener, was that written by John Seymour?
Yes, sir. Yep.
I got to tell you, that book, do you know how much that book is on eBay right now?
No.
$75.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
It's a real nice book.
Absolutely.
It goes through, like, every vegetable, how to plant it, how to harvest it, how to store it, and it's short and concise. Each vegetable is maybe like a page, and how deep and how to sow the seeds. When I took my Master Gardener class, that was one of the books they recommended, and so I got it. And so, yeah, it's a great book. And then the other thing I just did recently, Vince, was I got online and I ordered another pruner. It's a Felco pruner. And I think I told you before, I bought one at $25, and they're up to $55 now. But I use my pruner so much that I thought if it breaks or I lose it, I got to have another one. So I ordered another one.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we're doing, and we're making sure that we have spares of the things that are absolutely mission critical. Absolutely mission critical. So, class, consider this great advice that Kathy's providing.
And the name of the pruner, I'll spell it, is F as in Fred, E-L-C-O. And it's a high-grade pruner, and it'll last you probably your whole life. And you can buy replacement blades for those, too. One of the things, Vince, that you can do now, I know corn is going to be around a little bit longer, but not too much. You can take the corn, and I don't do anything to it. I just take the corn, shuck it, and I'll cut it off. I just stand it up and I cut it off. Some people have that little corn tool that it goes around. It looks like a circle. But I just take a sharp knife and I cut it off on a cutting board, and I'll put it in a little freezer container, and I put a little bit of milk in there. The milk keeps it from drying out, and it keeps it sweet. And you don't have to save the milk. You can drain it when you want to use it, but you can freeze it. So I think I'm going to do a dozen or two ears of corn just to have that good flavor later on in the winter when we can't get the fresh corn.
Great suggestion. What about peppers?
Oh, I love peppers. I am getting them. I haven't gotten as many as normal this year, but I take my Cuisinart food processor and I'll core them, and I just chop them in big chunks, maybe like 2-inch chunks. I put them in there and I dice them up real quick. I'll do at least a pack or two. And I'm going to go to the farmer's market on Monday because they sell them. They're $5 for a pack. And there's probably at least 20 peppers in there, probably more than that. And I just lay them on in Ziploc bag and lay them flat. And then I stack them. And then I put them in like a big freezer bag. I kind of double bag them so that I have protection. But that way I'm not buying $1.25 or $1.50 a pepper in the wintertime when I need one. So I'll just get one or two pecks. I'm getting some in my garden, but I don't think I'll get enough to last me through the winter.
Kathy, when you wash your, let's say, tomatoes or peppers, some people have asked me this question. I'd love to hear your response. Should I use like dishwashing detergent when I wash tomatoes? I've always said absolutely, positively not, right?
No, I don't.
That's what I've said, absolutely not.
Well, I feel like if they're from your own garden, I don't use any insecticides or pesticides in my garden, so or herbicides. And so, I mean, I just rinse them off with cold water. And maybe take like a little toothbrush or a little soft vegetable brush and just brush them off and dry them. But, yeah, to me, that if you can look at what you need through the winter, even celery or onions. I mean, my onions did wonderful this year, so I'll be drying them also. There was something I saw online, and I didn't have a chance to do a lot of research, but it was called a drying rack, and it's got about 8 to 10 shelves, and it's wooden, and the shelves, I don't know that they come out. I think they just stack, but it's for storing root vegetables and onions and anything that stores a long time, like your squash, beets. Well, yeah, you could probably store some beets, but onions and garlic, those types of things. So it was really a neat thing. The lady had it done in her cellar, and I don't know how expensive it was. I just saw it yesterday, and I hadn't had a chance to get online, but if somebody needed to store, because it had, like, open slats so that the air can circulate, but she had a big garden, so she could store all of her produce. Have you ever heard of anything like that, then?
No, but, well, have I used anything? No, but I believe my grandparents did. I believe those were the kinds of things that were done back in the 1920s. I believe that was the case, you know, during the first Great Depression, when people in the city had, my grandfather hand dug his own basement. He had a house with my grandmother, and in order to survive, he literally got a wheelbarrow, a shovel, and a bucket, and he dug a hole under the house, and then he reinforced the sides and made walls and made a root cellar. That's what he did. So, yeah, they had those kinds of things, the mason jars, the canning equipment, and I have it. I have it all here. So I believe that's how they did it. But I believe they used to use tomato crates. and vegetable crates that vegetables were shipped in back then. They're made out of wood with slats, and I think that's how they did it. So that's a little foggy in my memory, but I believe the answer is yes, my family has done that.
That's incredible that he dug his own root cellar.
It was in World War One, and he volunteered, and literally he dug hand by hand a basement. Started digging and put in one of those Bilko style doors, but he made it out of wood, made the steps out of concrete, and he entered the basement from outside or right where the area was to wash the produce from the garden. So he made an assembly line. So they had an outside sink, and it was plumbed in so they could wash the grapes. They had grape arbor for a cool area to sit in the shade, so they could sit under the grape arbors. I mean, a lot of grapes. It made wine, and the rest of the backyard was a garden. And there was a little walkway to get out the back door and get into the driveway. But I would say almost all the area of the backyard was for processing of food, literally. And that's what people did back then. They worked really hard, and they survived. And maybe some of that genetics has been passed on to me. And maybe that's why we do this broadcast. And maybe the same thing happened in your family, Kathy. I'll bet you it did.
Yeah, it did. It did. My family grew up in the Depression. Yep. Well,
so,
one of the stories...
Please continue.
One of the stories my aunt told me was that when back in the Depression, she said when people had items, they shared. One lady had an apple tree, so all the neighbors got apples. And then another person had a peach tree, and she said that was just how it was in the neighborhood. They didn't have big yards where they were. They were little yards, but they did try to have gardens and some fruit trees. But she said if anybody came in any extra, they would try to share with the neighbors that shared with them. And she said that kind of helped them survive.
That's exactly what happened with my grandparents. I mean, they had black and green grapes, and they were superb. And they shared the grapes, and they shared the wine. And it was neighbor helping neighbor. That's exactly what it was. It was... But, they weren't distracted by cell phones, and they weren't distracted by watching TV and going to the movies. It was all work just to survive. We'll be right back with Kathy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio. Kathy, you mentioned celery, and I just want to share with the class very quickly. I had two bunches of celery, and I washed it, cut off the leaves, chopped it up, put it in the dehydrator, the Nesco dehydrator, dehydrated it, and the result that I had was about a cup of dehydrated celery. So, class, when you evaporate the moisture and you leave just the vegetable without the moisture, you're going to have a much smaller amount than you probably think you're going to have. So, you look at two bunches of celery and you go, that's a lot of celery, but it'll fit in a cup when you're done. And then, so I just wanted to share that. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, that's true, Vince. They do shrink up quite a bit.
But it sure is nice because that was probably 8 months ago that I did it, and we still have celery. Now, we keep it in the refrigerator, and if I make soup or something like that, I shake out the celery from this. I put it in a jar with one of those, kind of like a, I guess maybe if it were a spaghetti sauce, it would be a small spaghetti sauce jar, that kind of a jar. Maybe olives came in it or something like that. But that's the size, a small jar from two bunches of celery. And it really is nice to have that. And, yes, you can do it, class. So all you have to do is just say, I'm going to do it. Because before I dehydrated celery, I never did that before. Now it's no big deal. And it's the same for everybody else. Okay. Carrots? Were you going to tell us about carrots?
Yeah, Vince, carrots are the same way. You know, you can just gently brush off the dirt a little bit and store them. They store well in the crisper drawer. I don't normally have enough left. I don't know if you do. Mine normally go pretty quick, so it's not like I store them long term. But they do last quite a long time in the ground, and you know, as long as you don't store them where they're wet, they'll last quite a bit.
How about dehydration in carrots? Have you done that?
No, I haven't, Vince, because I, one of those things where, honestly, when I, if I, my crop is gone pretty quick, I give them to the neighbors and my kids. And if I need them, I can get a 10-pound bag at Sam's or Costco, and it's pretty reasonable. So I kind of, I haven't done that.
Okay, how about onions? What do you do with onions?
Well, I have dehydrated onions. I have a box. I keep them in a card. It's like a flat cardboard box, kind of the same size as we were talking about, but it's narrower. And I keep them dry. And I have, I do have quite a bit. And I sometimes I'll braid the top. I wait until the tops bend over before I pull them. That to me is a sign that the onion is ready to be picked. If not, if I have to harvest them, I just lay them and I let them dry for a few days, sometimes on the patio table, and then I'll braid them and put them in like an onion sack and just hang them. But, you know, normally I can keep them, if I let them dry and I keep them on a flat layer in that box, I pretty much can keep them till I use them. So,
all right.
You know, I
so
use them when, so much, and I donate them, too. So.
When you store onions, you store them flat. You just don't leave. If you bought them at the store, if you were to buy them at the store, and I'm thinking our class may be in that position now where they buy them, how would you store them? What would you do if you had a five-pound bag of onions from the store?
Well, it's just, I kind of do the same thing, Vince, but I keep an eye on them a lot quicker because they're not as fresh. And I always feel them. If they're really hard, then I'm happy. And I make sure there's no, like, dents in them. And that's the other thing I did want to mention, Vince, was when you bring home anything out of a bag, whether it's apples, potatoes, take everything out of the bag and look at it, because if you have one that's bad or one carrot that's bad in that plastic bag or potato, it'll start spreading into all your other produce. So I like the cardboard boxes or the wooden, like you were talking about, the wooden boxes, and I just put one of them little, it's like a drawer. You put it in your vegetable drawer. It's got like little tiny feet on the bottom, and it's got holes so that the air can get underneath them. I put that in the bottom of them. I just watch them. I don't refrigerate them. I don't know if that's right or not. I've heard that you can, the taste isn't the same. I just let them dry, but I do keep an eye on them that way.
Kathy, I want to share something very quick with you in the class. We have two crock pots, one, and they're made by Rival. Around the same vintage, probably from the 70s or the 80s. One of them has a removable crock. The other has a crock that is not removable. They are the same capacity, 3.5 quarts. And I measured the electricity consumption. It uses 40% more with the removable crock, because it's nowhere near as efficient as it is with the non-removable crock. So I just wanted to share that with the class. So if you are using a crock pot and energy is important to you, let's say you're off-grid, you're going to want the one that is a non-removable crock pot, non-removable crock from a crock pot if you get the Rival. Have you noticed that as well, Kathy? That the heat,
yeah,
you waste
have,
a lot
I
of heat.
Yep.
Yep. So there you go. Wow, Kathy, that hour went so fast. I'm looking forward to our next broadcast.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.